Hello, friends. Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is Paul White. For the 15th of September, 2017, we are halfway through the month of September and well over halfway through the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. Today, we're going to deal with the last sentence of verse 16. I'll get to that in a moment. I want to remind you of a meeting we've already told you about and then tell you a brand new one. We are in Decatur, Alabama this weekend. We're going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All the details, it's at Grace River Community Church, Pastor Barry Simsrott. All the details, address and everything, service times, are at paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. I don't like to make my audience go through hearing all of the meetings twice. However, I have a new one. And this one's actually been on the schedule for a while, but we haven't ironed out the details until very recently. Now, this is on our website as well, but let me tell you about it. We're coming back to Ontario, Canada. Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, to be specific. I did a conference in Canada in the month of May, had some tremendous services. And the host church that was a part of what was going on, we were actually in a neutral site, but they invited me to come back and do a weekend meeting where we preach 4 times in 3 days, coming up the first weekend of October. It's called Fall Into Love Grace Conference. It's taking place at the Times of Refreshing Church, located at 222 LaFontaine Street, Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, October the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Now, these times are Eastern Time Zone, and they are Friday night, October 6th at 7 p.m., Saturday morning, October 7th at 10 o'clock a.m., lunch following, and then a 7 o'clock p.m. service on Saturday night, the 7th. Then Sunday morning, October the 8th at 10 a.m. with lunch following. Contact number for this meeting is 519-350-4640. Check my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. You can get this information, including a map, so you can find this place a little bit easier. You're going to have to ferry across into Wallaceburg from the... I stayed right there at the border, national border, between Michigan and Ontario. And I'm sure there's other good places, whatever. You'll figure all that out. And we will be, of course, recording all of these services. I know not everyone can make all of these, but we will be airing them on our site. Speaking of airing on our site, man, we have a backlog because we had such a busy summer and August and now September that we are just now getting into some of the meetings from the month of August on our website. We air a brand new sermon every Sunday at paulwhiteministries.com, and we air it on different social media platforms, YouTube channel. It's picked up by Facebook. There's others as well, and it also goes on an audio version to our Podbean site, podbean.com, and gets picked up by Apple, iTunes, podcasts, all that good stuff. So you can find us for free at several platforms. A good place to get started is the Paul White Ministries YouTube channel or paulwhiteministries.com. And by the way, if you have not contacted us in a while, we'd love to hear from you. It's very important that we know what the Father is doing in the lives of those who are listening. We hear from some of you as you give some financial support and drop us a note once in a while. And those notes are treasures to my wife and I as we read them. Some we've never heard from, we'd love to hear from you. info@paulwhiteministries.com is how you can email us. Or you can go to our website and just click contact, send us an email. It's also a snail mail postal address there at the webpage. You can find that at the bottom of our homepage. Okay, 4 minutes into the podcast today, let's spend another 3 or 4 minutes dealing with a text from Romans 12, 16. I did not want to miss a chance to talk about that phrase at the end of the verse, "Do not be wise in your own opinion." It reminds me of something Paul says, same author, in 1 Corinthians 8, and I've always been really intrigued by this passage. Listen to this from chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. "Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies." The Greek there is, knowledge will make you arrogant, but love will build people up. So Paul contrasts having the knowledge of something and having love for people. And it seems odd to contrast knowledge and love. Why couldn't you just have both? Well, I don't think Paul's not saying that you can have both. But watch what verse 2 does to help qualify this. It kind of helps clear the clouds. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Verse 3, but if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Then Paul talks about these eating of things offered to idols. Now, a couple of things. One, historically, Paul has been a party to the council in Jerusalem in Acts 15 that laid out ground rules for the Gentiles to live by. And one of those ground rules was don't eat things offered to idols. Here comes that same Paul, the same Paul that carries that letter written by James to the churches and writes to the Corinthian church concerning things offered to idols, and not a word of the council in Jerusalem's decision. I mean, right here, to be a good team player, you would think he would have said, now concerning things offered to idols, it seemed necessary to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. That's almost word for word what James said in Acts 15. But instead, Paul says, well, concerning things offered to idols, I know that we all know that we have knowledge. Knowledge puffs us up, but love edifies people. We have the knowledge that if you eat something offered to an idol, that's nothing because there's no other God. That's verse 4. Even if they're so-called gods, but for us, there's just one God. There's one Father, of whom are all things. We are for him and the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we live. But not everyone has that knowledge, he says, because some have consciousness of the idol, and don't let your liberty become a stumbling block to people that are weak. So Paul's not contrasting knowledge and love. He's saying, have the knowledge of what's real, what's true, but love people enough to refrain from using your liberty, using your knowledge as a stumbling block to people that don't have the same knowledge. Now, why am I connecting that to Romans? Well, because for me, when I read Romans 12, 16, this Christian principle passage, that last sentence, don't be wise in your own opinion, it feels like the same thing to me. It feels like Paul saying, look, you're going to have a lot of opinions. You're going to have a lot of wisdom. You're going to have a lot of knowledge. A lot of it's going to be founded in truth. But that doesn't mean it's to be shared with everyone. One of the things that the Holy Spirit has been working on my thick skull with is you may grow into certain things, but you don't have to share everything you think you know. Some of it's for you. Some of it's just to feed you. And I was talking with a friend of mine recently, and I said, you know, one of the beautiful things the Holy Spirit has dropped into my spirit is that revelation is sometimes its own gift. I have a tendency to receive revelation from the Father and then recycle it, want to send it back out and use it in sermons and writings and lessons. And that's beautiful to do, but sometimes it's just for its own sake. It's just the Holy Spirit giving something so that we can be blessed by it. Take that and chew on that today. We'll work on verse 17 tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.